listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to encourage you to remember His great salvation and read to you from Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Here's what those two verses say. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appear, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. The first two words of Titus chapter 3 are, remind them. And I see many things to remember in the chapter. I see that we should remember how to live. That's the first two verses. And I see that we should remember what we were before Jesus changed our life. That's the third verse of Titus chapter 3. Now, in verses 4 and 5, I see something else really important to remember. The great salvation God brings to His people as they put their trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ. It all began when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. When we were in the place described by Titus chapter 3, verse 3, foolish, disobedient, deceived, and so on, we didn't rescue ourselves. We were rescued by the kindness and the love of God. He reached out to us long before we reached out to Him. We didn't earn His rescue in any way. It was not by works of righteousness which we have done. Our salvation is not based on any works of righteousness which we have done. Think of it. By itself, responding to an altar call does not save. By itself, saying the words of the sinner's prayer does not save. By itself, baptism does not save. By itself, church attendance does not save. By itself, giving does not save. By itself, reading the Bible does not save. Now, each of these may be wonderful works of righteousness, but by themselves, they do not save us. Instead, according to His mercy, He has saved us. If God had not worked in us first by His mercy, none of these other things would have had any effect. We can say it simply. He saved us. This is the essence and distinctive of the gospel. And we can notice the emphasis here in these verses. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. Of God, not by works, His mercy. He saved us of the Holy Spirit. God is always the initiator. And we receive from Him before we give anything back. So, today, respond to such a loving, gracious, and giving God by trusting Him, by surrendering your past, present, and future to Him. Respond to Him by loving Him, praising Him, and receiving the great gift given to you according to His mercy. Receive it and respond to Him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.